"Josie, there's a drunken cowboy at the door." Jack Chance stared at the tall guy silhouetted in the doorway of Josie's place. His Josie.
"Who the hell are you?"
"That's none of your business." "Look, Josie closed the bar 30 minutes ago, and besides, you don't look as if you need another.
You'd better not be her boyfriend."
Jack was a tad bit liquored up, but he'd been sober enough to climb the stairs to Josie's apartment above the Spirits and Spurs without stumbling. He also was sober enough to understand the significance of a guy answering her door at this hour of the night. The intruder shifted his stance.
"And you'd better be on your way, cowboy."
That's when Jack noticed the bastard wasn't wearing shoes or socks. Jack's blood boiled. How dare this yahoo move in on his girl? True, they'd broken up a few months ago. Okay, 10 months ago. But just who did this idiot think he was, standing barefoot in Josie's apartment like he owned the place? "Alex?" Josie's voice came from somewhere in the back of the apartment. Like the bedroom. "Find out who it is, okay?" Jack clenched his right fist.
"The name's Jonathan Edward Chance, Jr., and Josie Keller's my girl."
Then he punched this Alex Joker smack in the kisser. Sad to say, it wasn't much of a blow. Jack wasn't as steady as he might have been, and the guy dodged at the last minute. Failing to land a solid punch, Jack dropped his shoulder and threw a tackle. That proved to be more effective. They both went down hard. Jack lost his hat and a good part of his dignity. Alex swore and struggled to get free, but Jack had him pinned. It was a hollow victory, though, because Jack had knocked the wind clean out of himself. "What in the name of heaven is going on?"
"I'm guarding my territory."
The thought went through Jack's head, but he didn't have the breath to say it. "Jack Chance, get off my brother this minute." Thank God he hadn't said it. Her brother? Jesus. The back of his neck grew hot as he pushed himself to his hands and knees. Alex glared up at him. He didn't look happy, but he did look quite a bit like Josie. Same blonde hair, same gray eyes. Come to think of it, Josie had mentioned an older brother named Alex, but he was supposed to be in Chicago, not standing in her doorway, barefoot, giving the wrong impression that he was fixing to be Jack's replacement.
Sorry about that, man.
Jack staggered to his feet and held out a hand to help the guy up. Alex ignored Jack's outstretched hand and stood under his own power. Then he turned to Josie.
"I take it you know this jerk?"
Josie must have been getting ready for bed. She was wearing that silky black robe Jack remembered, but her jeans peeked out underneath, so she hadn't completely undressed when Jack had arrived. She hadn't taken her long hair out of its braid either. Jack used to love when she did that. He used to love everything Josie did. She sighed. "Yes, I know him. This is Jack Chance, the guy I was dating last year."